Protecting Wealth, the Essential Guide to Financial Security. Wealth protection begins here. This guide is all about protecting and preserving your wealth. You'll discover a strategy for making sure your wealth is there for you when you need it. The next few pages will show you exactly how you can get started right away. There will be no fluff, no filler. This is a guide that respects your time. Each section will represent a handful of key facts and economic insights to prepare you to make an informed decision about safeguarding your nest egg and securing your retirement assets, including understanding that gold and silver are not merely investments, they're a store of value. At the current rate of inflation, your buying power will decrease by 48.6% by 2041. In fact, since the 1930s, the U.S. dollar has lost 99% of its value against gold. Since 1960, the price of silver has skyrocketed by 2,650%. The potential lost decade ahead may be the biggest economic shock in the U.S., according to Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair. A diversification strategy that included a mix of stocks and precious metals could have gained more than 107% after the 2008 financial crisis. Over the last year, gold and silver have been increasing in value, proof that these precious metals are a steadfast protector of wealth. We here at GoldCo are excited that you're taking the first step toward a more secure financial future for you and your family. Thousands of customers just like you have chosen us because of our A+ ratings, high customer satisfaction, and knowledgeable team. We look forward to serving you. In this guide, we'll be covering a special note for the careful reader. Why buy gold and silver? Avoiding the mistakes of the recent past. Making the choice to save yourself and save your wealth. Unlocking the power of a precious metals IRA. Meet GoldCo, America's leading precious metals provider. A special note for the careful reader. Over the next few pages, you may be very, very surprised. What you're about to read won't match what you may hear from traditional brokers, financial planners, and advisors. They tend to treat the whole subject with disdain when they can bring themselves to speak of it at all. So what's the big secret? It's your money, your wealth, to be more precise. And you'll want to give this strategy careful consideration because the next few years may not be easy for the world economy. Some are already calling the 2020s a potential lost decade, a time when popular financial markets and currencies could stagnate. And that's if things go well. If things go badly, if regional conflicts explode into war, if another pandemic strikes, if all the stimulus being thrown into the economy simply vanishes down a black hole of joblessness, social unrest, and debt, then you could be looking at some of the worst years, economically speaking, since the Great Depression. That's why we believe it's critically important that you take action now to protect yourself, to protect your wealth. Some of the key facts shared here may feel shocking, even unbelievable. They've been chosen to expose certain realities of today's modern markets, uncomfortable realities all investors must choose how to face. By the time you finish reading this short, powerful guide, you should feel better prepared to make smart decisions about how you'll preserve, protect, and potentially grow your wealth. Plus, by making certain strategic moves today, you could potentially remove tremendous amounts of anxiety and worry about your money from your life. It all begins by turning the page. Why buy gold and silver? When is a dollar not worth a dollar? The short answer, when you compare it to almost anything else. Consider the cost of a cup of coffee over your lifetime. Not a fancy coffee, just a plain black coffee. In 1970, that cup of coffee would have cost you just 25 cents. By 1990, the price had tripled. A simple cup of coffee was now 75 cents. And most recently, the price had more than doubled again, with a cup of plain black coffee now setting you back $1.59. Of course, that's coffee. Maybe you don't drink it, or think of it as an indulgence you could easily cut out. But you can take almost anything through the same time-traveling journey and see the troubling outcome for yourself. When you left high school, what did it cost to fill up the gas tank in your car? Do you remember what you paid for a burger and fries? How much it used to cost for your annual checkup, to fly away for a vacation, or to rent your first apartment? Money simply doesn't go as far these days. The more time goes by, the worse things get. Since 2000 alone, the dollar has lost approximately 50% of its value. Looking forward, by 2041, assuming the Federal Reserve holds close to its target inflation rate of 2% annually, you can expect the value of your money to decline by another 48.6% thanks to intentional monetary inflation. So, while you might think of a dollar bill as real money, the fact of the matter is that dollars can be printed up, more or less out of thin air, whenever more of them are needed by the government. This is sometimes referred to as increasing the money supply or quantitative easing, and it's considered to be good for business. And yet, what's good for business is not necessarily good for you. That's because as more dollars are printed, the spending power of each dollar often falls, and the currency as a whole loses value. Consider this chart comparing U.S. dollars to gold, a hard asset that can't be printed out of thin air on demand. Since the 1930s, the U.S. dollar has lost 99% of its value against gold. That's a staggering rate of decline, especially when you consider that the American dollar is considered one of the world's premier reserve currencies. Or consider silver, another popular precious metal. In 1960, you could buy an ounce of silver for less than a dollar. Since then, the price of silver has gone up as much as 5,000%. There's simply no denying the facts. Hard assets like silver and gold hold value over time. Let's repeat that, just to drive the point home. Gold and silver are not merely investments. They are a store of value. Your dollar bills? Well, if you keep your savings in dollars, over time the value of those dollars shrinks, and shrinks, and shrinks, and shrinks. In fact, and this is truly horrible, the longer you need your money to last, the less likely it is that dollars alone will allow you to maintain an acceptable standard of living. This is not to say that cash savings and dollar-based investments aren't useful. Stocks can appreciate dramatically, and having an emergency fund is always wise. But when you think of your retirement, about the money you may need in the years ahead, that's when you may come to realize that when you're holding on to a lot of cash, time is your enemy. Worse, it's not the only thing you need to worry about wrecking the value of your retirement nest egg. Let's take a look at a few other bogeys on the horizon. Can you avoid suffering financially in the potential lost decade ahead? Recently, millions of Americans have been questioning their financial stability. Rightfully so. The country took an economic body blow thanks to the way the government chose to respond to the 2020 pandemic. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has even said, "This is the biggest economic shock in the U.S. and in the world, really, in living memory. We went from the lowest level of unemployment in 50 years to the highest level on close to 90 years, and we did it in 2 months. That's saying something, especially when you consider the financial messes available to living memory. Perhaps you can personally recall how painful a few of these events were. The energy shortages of the 1970s, the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s, the Black Monday free fall of 1987, the dot-com bust of the early 2000s, or even the global financial collapse of 2008. More on this in just a moment. Each one of those meltdowns gutted the savings of millions, put people on the streets, and shattered the dreams of soon-to-be retirees everywhere. But what's just happened is nothing like you've lived through before. Harvard financial crisis experts Carmen Reinhart and Kenneth Rogoff, studying the 2020 situation, have declared that this time really is different. It's concerning, truly concerning. The New York Times reported fears are growing that the worldwide economic downturn could be especially deep and lengthy, with recovery limited by continued anxiety. The Guardian also notes, history tells us that there is typically an 18-month to 2-year time lag after a crisis before the proverbial rug gets pulled. And yet, how slow could a full economic recovery be when 2020 also saw stock markets hitting all-time highs? Well, Look at the fuel behind that fire. It's the same gasoline America's leaders chose to pour on the financial dumpster fire that struck the country in 1929. Markets crashed, so the president, Federal Reserve, and economic advisors of the country took swift action. Interest rates were slashed to near zero. The Federal Reserve turned on the printing presses. The president approved dozens of stimulus programs, bailouts, and relief efforts for the unemployed. And just as we all saw in 2020, markets shot back up and appeared to be turning a corner. Here's a headline from a newspaper in October 1929. Stocks collapse in 16,410,030 share day, but rally at close cheers brokers. Bankers optimistic to continue aid. Of course, you know what happened next. Things fell right off a cliff, and the 1930s represented some of the hardest times America had ever seen. In fact, it took a massive world war to reboot the economy. Now, you can hope that history doesn't repeat itself, that we don't experience another lost decade in this country. Or, you can remember that even in the teeth of the Great Depression, some people did very well. They were insulated from the worst of the economic downturn, protected from ending up in breadlines, and continued to live comfortably. What did they do differently? A key differentiator was that they broke from traditional advice and went their own way. None of the stay the course or buy, hold, and hope stuff for them. You can make a similar choice. Instead of sitting back and passively waiting to see what happens next, you can choose to be actively in control of what happens to you and your money over the next 10 years or more, avoiding the mistakes of the recent past. The first step in taking active control of what happens to you and your money is to learn from the mistakes of the past. One of the biggest mistakes? Leaving yourself too vulnerable to potential downturns and losses. This is why many professional investors believe that one of the biggest investing wins is actually to limit your potential exposure to losses. Yet many individual investors have no standing crash protection strategy in place. Consider what happened to millions during the dreadful 2008 crash. Despite flashing warning signs throughout the economy that signaled trouble ahead, many individual investors ignored the nagging sensation that they ought to do something to protect their stock portfolios. As a result, when the markets turned, they had few options. Those who sold took terrible losses, and even those who held onto their stocks through the worst part of the crisis endured horrifying portfolio declines of 50% or more. Their wait-and-see approach turned their lives into nightmares. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is that the annihilation of so much hard-won wealth could have been avoided with some simple, painless diversification into precious metals. As you'll see, even as stock markets lost over 50% of their value, gold rose by 270% and silver rose by 342% in the years immediately following the 2008 crisis. Here's a closer look at the difference a precious metals crash protection strategy could have made. Portfolio 1 represents a hypothetical scenario of a 100% investment in the DJIA market index. $300,000 invested fully in the stock market typically saw a 50% or more drop in value after the 2008 financial crisis. Portfolio 2 represents a hypothetical scenario of a 70% investment in the DJIA and a 30% investment in physical gold and silver. $300,000 invested in a mix of stocks and precious metals typically saw an increase in value of 45% or more after the 2008 financial crisis. Portfolio 3 represents a hypothetical scenario of a 50% investment in the DJIA and a 50% investment in physical gold and silver. $300,000 invested in an even mix of stocks and precious metals typically saw an increase in value up to 107% after the 2008 financial crisis. Gold and silver are on the run. Seeing the potential differences side by side like this makes it clear. The large losses that can come from being too focused on one thing, dollar-based stocks in this case, are something you can choose to avoid. And if you're looking for more recent evidence that gold and silver are a steadfast protector of wealth, look no further than 2020. During what can be only described as the most tumultuous time in global history, gold prices jumped by 25%, while silver prices jumped by 48%, making the choice to save yourself and save your wealth. Interest rates have spent the last several years at historic lows. This makes it particularly challenging to attempt to live off the interest on your savings. Low interest payments don't provide enough income. But if you look into high-yield investment opportunities, you could find yourself heavily bought into stocks or ETFs that are uncomfortably volatile. Ask your broker or financial advisor about it, and you may hear about TINA. TINA, investment speak for there is no alternative. It means that while you might be worried about your investments, there's nothing better than stocks to put your money in right now. It's often a momentum-based trade, too. When the market is rising fast, TINA investors make money. But when the markets turn, well, look below. Of course, some ups and downs are a natural part of trading. Nothing goes up all the time. The key is making sure you don't get caught with all your eggs in a basket tumbling to the floor. The way you avoid that is to choose to diversify your money. As the review of the 2008 crash illustrated, you never want to have 100% of your investments in one place or type of investment. And yet, millions of Americans, maybe even you, might find that a careful look into your portfolios will reveal that their savings are indeed 100% dollar-based. They're in stocks, bonds, ETFs, and cash or cash equivalents. It looks like diversified investing on the surface. You might have some energy stocks, some tech stocks, and some banking stocks. But at a larger level, it's all dollar-based stocks. Knowing what you now do about the different outcomes for investors in the 2008 crash, you can decide for yourself how comfortable you are with a 100% dollar-based stock portfolio. Or you may feel that you'd prefer to diversify yourself and protect a portion of your money from the declining purchasing power of the dollar and the dangerous swings of the stock market by adopting a crash protection strategy. One of the safest, easiest ways to do that? Precious metals. What is a precious metals IRA? A precious metals IRA is one where you, as the investor, can direct your IRA funds toward the investments of your choice. This is important because many IRA custodians are banks or financial firms that act as broker-dealers. As a result, they often limit the assets available to IRA investors to options that are approved by their firms. So you might only be offered the standard array of financial investment options, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and CDs. You have the illusion of choice in this situation. You pick what goes in your IRA, but you really are just picking from pre-selected, pre-approved opportunities to invest. A precious metals IRA, on the other hand, gives you real choice again. What does that mean? It means you get to decide whether or not you keep 10% of your portfolio in automotive stocks, whether or not you buy Google on every dip, or put your money in commercial real estate investment funds. If there's a company whose management you dislike or whose products disappoint you, then you don't have to own a single share. Precious metal IRAs can also hold investments traditional brokers often fail to recommend, like value-preserving precious metals. In fact, aside from certain prohibited transactions and investing in artwork and collectibles, the sky's the limit when it comes to investing with a precious metals IRA. Even better, along with greater control over your money and more investment choices, a precious metals IRA offers all the same benefits and tax advantages as a conventional IRA. Unlocking the power of a precious metals IRA. You've already seen how precious metals like gold and silver can hold value over time, even as the almighty dollar declines and the stock market goes tumbling down by 50% or more. For this reason, holding some of your money in precious metals can be a smart move, protecting your wealth and your long-term purchasing power, and Given the level of control and tax benefits they offer, a precious metals IRA can be one of your best choices for quickly and easily diversifying your portfolio. A three-step process to add the protection of precious metals to your portfolio. Starting a self-directed precious metals IRA is a simple three-step process. 1. Open your IRA. You can open a precious metals IRA by signing an agreement to secure your purchase and understand Gold Co.'s terms of doing business. A company representative will walk you through every step of the process. 2. Fund your self-directed precious metals IRA. You can fund your precious metals IRA by rolling over assets from your existing retirement accounts. For example, 401k, 403b, TSP, or IRA accounts can all be rolled over or transferred. Those rollovers and transfers normally take place without tax consequences. As with any other IRA, your assets have to be managed by a custodian. The custodian for your precious metals IRA will take care of storing your precious metal coins with trusted depositories to ensure that your wealth is there when you need it most. 3. Purchase your precious metals. Once your precious metals IRA is funded, you can choose which precious metals you'd like to have as part of it. Additionally, any gold, silver, platinum, or palladium bullion of a fineness equal to or exceeding the minimum fineness necessary for a contract market is also eligible for investment by a precious metals IRA. In practice, this means gold and silver bullion and bullion coins that are of 0.999 fineness or greater are eligible for IRAs. You're a few steps away from owning gold and silver. Don't want to open a precious metals IRA? No problem. You can still take advantage of the benefits of investing in precious metals with a direct purchase in three simple steps. 1. Sign your agreement. To secure your precious metals purchase and understand Gold Co.'s terms of doing business, you will review, approve, and sign a standard customer agreement. 2. Fund your account. We offer a few options to fund your account. You can send funds via a bank wire, or you can mail a check to our office in Los Angeles, California. If paying by check, we can also send you a FedEx shipping label so you pay no shipping costs while expediting your precious metals purchase. 3. Select your precious metals. Once your account is funded, you can choose which precious metals you'd like to have as a part of it. We then ship your selected precious metals. You have the option to have your coins delivered to an independent insured depository, sent directly to you, or your account might qualify for free storage. That's it. At Gold Co., our goal is to make it easy for you to get the benefit of owning physical gold or silver. We believe precious metals ownership is an important part of your overall retirement saving strategy. Frequently asked questions. Are there penalties for moving assets from an IRA or 401k to a precious metals IRA? No. When performed correctly, a rollover or transfer of assets into a precious metals IRA takes place with no taxes or penalties. What types of retirement accounts are eligible to roll over into a precious metals IRA? Types of retirement accounts eligible for rollover or transfer into a precious metals IRA include 401k, 403b, 457, TSP, Simple IRA, and SEP IRA accounts. You can even roll over funds from a Roth retirement account into a Roth precious metals IRA or perform a Roth conversion when rolling over from a 401k or a similar account into a Roth precious metals IRA. Will I be charged any fees like I see in my mutual fund statement? Unlike mutual funds, the fees for your precious metals IRA are often charged as one flat fee per year, rather than as a percentage of your assets. That means that the more precious metals you own, the lower your fees are as a percentage of assets. The less precious metals you own, the higher your fees are as a percentage of assets. Can I take physical possession of my metals? While your metals are owned by your IRA, they are securely stored in a depository. Once you are eligible to begin taking distributions at age 59 and a half, you can choose to take your distributions either as a cash payment or in the form of precious metals. Should I rely on this guide for tax or legal advice? GoldCo cannot provide tax or legal advice and will only advise as to the tax or legal consequences of purchasing or selling precious metals or opening a self-directed IRA. Should I rely on this guide for financial advice? This guide is general in nature and not tailored to the specific goals of any individual. It's up to you to educate yourself, consider all risks relating to your purchase, and seek financial advice if needed. Even though GoldCo and its representatives are precious metal specialists, we're not licensed financial advisors and do not give financial advice. What are the risks associated with a precious metals purchase? All investments carry risk. Some of those risks include the following. Precious metals prices may rise and fall, which means the value of your metals may go up or down over time, and you may sell for more or less than you paid. Precious metals do not yield income. This is not an exhaustive list of risks, so feel free to do additional research. Does past performance guarantee future results? Past performance does not guarantee future results. Predictions regarding the future value of precious metals cannot be made with certainty. GoldCo cannot guarantee, assure, or promise future market movement, prices, or profits. Meet GoldCo, America's leading precious metals provider. GoldCo is a leading precious metals provider with over a decade of experience and more than $500 million in metals placed, helping investors benefit from the protective power and asset appreciation of a precious metals portfolio. In a world of increasing financial complexity and uncertainty, it's more important than ever for individuals to make sound financial decisions. GoldCo's mission is to provide individuals with solutions to protect their wealth. Whether you want to invest in gold, silver, or other precious metals, GoldCo will go the distance to meet your needs. Our products and services offer you the peace of mind that comes from knowing that your hard-earned assets are securely invested in precious metals. We're firmly committed to doing everything it takes to help you invest comfortably and quickly in precious metals. See what some of our precious metals customers have to say about their GoldCo experience. GoldCo is rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau and has a AAA rating from Business Consumer Alliance based on positive customer reviews of our service, dependability, and ethical business practices. The company has also earned thousands of positive customer reviews on BBB, Consumer Affairs, Google Reviews, Trustpilot, and TrustLink. These next pages demonstrate reviews directly from our customers about their experience with GoldCo. How do I get started? Our precious metals specialists can help you find a precious metals option that fits your financial and your retirement goals. To speak to a representative and get the transfer process started, call GoldCo now at 855-465-3472.